Hey, what is going on, Wildlife X team? This is Michael here, and today we're going to be sharing with you some fun facts about stinging insects, as well as how to protect yourself from these nasty creatures. Stinging insects is a term used to describe not just wasps and bees, which is what stinging insects is commonly associated with, but any insect which has the ability to sting you or hurt you. An example of this would also be the fire ant. While it doesn't fly around like the bee or the wasp, it still has the ability to sting you, and it can be incredibly painful. A lot of people do not understand the danger of stinging insects, and so here are some fun facts about the danger of them. First, over 2 million Americans are allergic to stinging insects. This means that if they were to be stung, they are at risk of a health complication as a result of the sting. For example, they may begin to choke, they may get extremely fatigued, pass out, get sick, or have any other type of allergic reaction, and the worst allergic reaction would of course be death. Unfortunately, about 40 to 150 people die every single year as a result to an allergic reaction from stinging insects. And more than 500,000 Americans enter hospital emergency rooms every year suffering from insect stings, and 40 to 150 people die from that. So most of the time you're going to be okay if you do get stung by a wasp or a fire ant or whatever. However, to anyone who has been stung by one of these creatures, they can attest that it is absolutely not pleasant. I've been stung by a wasp at least once, and I've been bit or stung a second time. I'm not entirely for sure if the second one was a sting or a bite, because they can do both. I can tell you from personal experience that it is absolutely not pleasant. It can hurt for quite some time, and then if the insect is venomous, such as a fire ant, it can actually create a sensation of being on fire, which exists for a little while, and it's absolutely not pleasant at all. Also, the allergic reaction to an insect sting can occur immediately, within minutes, or hours. It will never occur more than 24 hours after the sting, and the reaction is characterized by hives, itchiness, swelling in other areas than the sting site, for example, in the neck, difficulty in breathing, dizziness, or a sharp drop in blood pressure, nausea, cramps, diarrhea, or unconsciousness, or cardiac arrest. So as you can see, there's a lot which could happen as a result from an insect sting, and if you get stung by an insect, it's very important that you surround yourself with supportive people immediately just to make sure that you're okay. A lot of people unfortunately don't realize that they're allergic to insects until it's too late. For example, they get stung by a wasp and then they have a very severe reaction, they become unconscious, and then most of the time, like I said, they are saved and they're perfectly okay in the hospital. However, in some unfortunate cases, like we said, 40 to 150 people die every single year as a result of the allergic reactions to these stings. Also, patients who have experienced a systemic allergic reaction to an insect sting have a 60% chance of or similar or worse reaction if stung again. However, if you are stung and you are having an allergic reaction, it can be stopped with something which I'm probably going to mispronounce, but it's epinephrine. Yeah, epinephrine, which is either self-injected or administered by a doctor. People who carry these sting kits must keep them close at hand wherever they go and remember that one dose is not always enough to stop a reaction. If you are stung, seek medical attention immediately. Also, a person suffering from insect sting allergy. So for example, if you know you are one of these people who, if you were to get stung by an insect, you would have a severe allergic reaction, there is something called venom immunotherapy, which has a 97% effective desensitization rate if it's administered by an allergist. So pretty much what this is they introduce your body to very small doses, as far as I know, of the venom from an insect, and your body learns not to freak out when it gets stung. And so rather than having a severe, hard, very crazy allergic reaction, you don't have such a reaction and you'll actually be perfectly okay. If you don't know, stinging insects are most active during the summer and early fall when nest populations can exceed 60,000 insects. This should go without saying as well, especially here in the United States, where the summers can be very warm and the winters can be very cold. Obviously, there aren't going to be wasps flying around when it's below 20 degrees in Minnesota, or even if it's just cooler out. For example, I'm currently in Phoenix, Arizona, and the temperature gets down to about 32 degrees at the coldest in winter. So these are just way too cold temperatures for insects to survive in. So they have to either hibernate or hide themselves or whatever, because they simply can't survive in this cold. However, in the summer, that's when you have to absolutely be careful, because these insects are going to be growing. That's when they're expanding their nests, and this is when they're most likely to sting you as well. Also, these insects are most dangerous in the vicinity of their nests. A passerby is viewed as a threat to the safety of their home and is often chased out of the area by a sting or two or three. Yellow jackets, hornets, and wasps can sting repeatedly as well. Honeybees have barbed stingers, which are left behind in the victim's skin, which can be very painful to remove. And these stingers are best removed by scraping action rather than a pulling motion, which actually squeezes more venom inside of your skin. One thing which a lot of people don't know about stinging insects is that they're especially attracted to sweet fragrances, such as perfumes, colognes, hairsprays, picnic food, open soda, and beer containers, as well as garbage areas. Avoiding these attractants will lessen a person's chance of being stung. So if you're out at a picnic and you have a lot of beer and Coca-Cola and Pepsi and all this stuff kind of hanging out, and you got a ton of perfume, you're actually at an increased risk of getting stung by a wasp or a bee or any type of stinging insect. Again, the reason for this is simply because that they're attracted to these because they're looking around for food for themselves. So this is just some fun facts about stinging insects and whatnot. This also includes fire ants, so a lot of what we talked about had to deal with wasps and whatnot. However, this also would include fire ants, and some of the ways you can protect yourself. We have other YouTube videos and a podcast about this, how you can protect yourself from stinging insects. However, some general notes to keep in mind is to always avoid the hive or areas with a high concentration of stinging insects. So for example, if you notice that there's a hive outside of your home, you have to cover yourself up completely and use a lot of caution when removing the hive, or hire an expert like Wildlife X Team to handle the problem for you. If you're going out for a hike or you're exploring the woods or whatever and you notice a hive, try to stay away from it. Don't go near the hives and don't go where there are high concentrations of insects. Another thing which you should avoid is killing any of the stinging insects. While it might seem like it would help the problem, these stinging insects communicate through something called pheromones. This is something which they can smell, and if there are a lot of honeybees that are actually very angry, I believe it can smell like bananas. However, I can't remember if I'm remembering that correctly, so please forgive me if I'm wrong. We aren't able to detect these pheromones because the smells are so small or too subtle for us to realize, especially if it's just one small insect. However, these insects are able to smell these things, and so if you kill a stinging insect, for example, if you see a wasp and you just swat it and you kill it, it's actually going to release pheromones, which are going to attract other wasps to that area. So as you can see, this can be a very bad situation. If you're walking around, there's a wasp kind of flying around you, and then you smack it in the face and it kills, it gets killed. The problem is then other wasps are going to be attracted to that area because they're like, oh gosh, one of our insects just died. And so if you kill one, three more are going to come. And if you kill two, six, eight, ten are going to come. And so it kind of turns into this endless cycle where eventually these stinging insects are going to probably scare you out of the area because they're just going to sting you so many times. One thing which you should do too is if you get stung by a stinging insect, or you're getting attacked by them, or you're dealing with them, don't run away with your hands flying out all over the place. Don't fight it very aggressively and, you know, be swinging your arms all over the place, because this is actually going to be felt as a threat to the insects, and they're going to be more likely to sting you as a result. If you get stung, slowly walk away. Just try to move very calmly. However, it's going to be very hard to do. So if you must run, do so without throwing your hands in the air and making big motions everywhere. Just sprint as fast as you can in one direction, but then remain still. And if you do notice a hive or other insects flying around you, don't be afraid of them. They're actually probably not going to sting you. So if a wasp lands on you, if it lands near you or whatever, just let it be. Just take a deep breath and relax, because if you get afraid, you're going to be more likely to make very fast, sudden movements. And these fast, sudden movements are going to scare the insects, which is actually going to trigger them to attack you. So again, to recap, stinging insects cause 500,000, roughly 500,000 hospitalizations in the ER every single year. Unfortunately, about 40 to 150 people die per year. Stinging insects can be fire ants, wasps, honeybees, hornets, all kinds of different insects which have the capacity to sting us, which is incredibly painful. And to deal with them, it's best that you avoid them. And if you must deal with them, make sure you're completely covered up. All of your skin has very thick clothing, etc. However, it's best to have an expert do it for you. And avoid sweet smells, fragrances, sugary type stuff, as this will attract insects to you. And if an insect does go near you, don't kill it, as this will attract more, and walk away slowly. Thank you so much for listening to this. If you enjoyed, make sure to leave a like and let us know what you thought. If you have any questions, give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or visit www.wildlifeexteem.com. Thank you.
They're out there looking for a home, and they found one. Yours. They want that cozy place in your attic or under your foundation. Give them enough time, and you'll be paying big bucks to fix their damage. Wildlife X Team specializes in removal and prevention of wildlife infestation, responsibly and professionally. Wildlife X Team has earned the top-rated award from Home Advisors because they're experts at what they do. Just one call, and they're gone. 855-WILDLIFE or wildlifexteam.com.